where they could fasten their horses or camels. So one person, he came and brought a piece of wood. And he just put it in the ground with the intention that if any passenger will come, he will fasten the horse or camel with this and he will make namaz and then he will go. No, he did this. After few days, one person who made namaz in this masjid, he was coming out, and because it was darkness, there was not electricity at that time, so he was hurt with that piece of wood. He thought, oh, this can hurt some other person, so why not I should get it out? So he took it out. So look at these two people. One, he put it in the ground, and the other one, he took it out of the ground, but in books it has been written, Allah forgave the sins of both of them. Why? The intention of the first one was right, and the intention of the second. Although the action is totally 180 degree opposite. Allah looks at the intention. So the person who is well-wisher, even if sometime by mistake he takes some wrong decision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him on the right path and even gives him the reward on that. Second one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves well-wishing as he loves the love. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves that all the human beings, they should love me. Now because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that my humble servant should love me, so this love is always appreciable. Even if some person, he is doing something by mistake, which is not right, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. At the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was an old man. He came to know that there is no wife of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no children. So according to his level, he was just sitting alone and connecting to his Lord and talking, oh Allah, I know no, you have no wife, no children. Can you come as a guest to me? I will make khidmat, I will feed you with drinks and water and this and this. He was talking. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he listened it. And he told him, oh, whatever you are saying is not according to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this old man, he was afraid. Oh, okay. So then what happened? Maulana Nuru Rahmatullah Alayh, he quoted in the Masnavi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a message to his Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O my Prophet, tu barai wasl kardan amadi, ne barai fasl kardan amadi. I sent you to connect the people to me, I never sent you to disconnect the people from me. Now look at this. This old man is saying something which is not permissible. But because he is saying with love, by mistake, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it. Same is the well-wishing. That a well-wisher person, if by mistakes, he does something, not with bad intention, no. He has the best intention. But by mistakes, he takes some wrong decision, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the reward, because his intention is good. Love is something strange. You know, a baby, sometimes he gives a laugh on the face of the mother, and the mother, she catches the hand and kisses it. Now look at the action. Action is opposite. If he has given the laugh, a big laugh should be given to the baby. But no, because the mom loves. So that's why she is kissing the hand. Same is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that my humble servants should love me from the core of their hearts. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that all my humble servants should be well-wisher of each other. Now sometime a question comes in the mind. I am well-wisher. People are not good with me. So I have to pay them in the same coin. Answer is that anyone who is well-wisher, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this person. So the other people cannot take him down. No way. Because if there is a weighing scale, on one side you put a big weight, then the other side cannot put it up. Similar is the case. If the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our side, then the other side cannot win at all. So Allah's help is always with the well-wisher. Those people who are bad wishers, Allah will deal with all of them. So it does not mean that we should be bad wishing to them. No, no, no. We should remain well-wisher. Khaja Nizamuddin Auliya Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting. So one person came to him, Hazrat, this person is giving me a tough time. So he wanted that Hazrat should give me NOC, then I will deal with him. Hazrat, this person is giving me a tough time. He is doing this bad to me, this bad to me. When he talked about this, Hazrat knew what he wants to know, to listen from me. Then Hazrat told him that if someone is putting thorns in your way, never put thorn in his way, other there will be thorns and thorns throughout the world. Agar koi tumhare raaste mein kaante bichhaye, tum uske raaste mein kaante mat bichhana, varna puri duniya mein kaante hi kaante ho jayenge. So if someone is bad wisher, let him be, but we should be well wisher. And Allah will help us. Allah's help will be with us. And Allah Himself will deal with all of them who are bad wishing. So we have to stay. For example, if some cloth has become filthy, now this cannot become clean and park with the urine. It will be park only when it is washed with the water. To take away the effect of the urine is not required. Fresh water is required. Similarly, if there is bad wisher, so the remedy is not bad wishing. Remedy is well wishing. And that ruling has been given in Quran, idfa billati hiyas. If someone is bad to you, you should be good to him. Ulama has quoted a very beautiful story that there were two friends from childhood. They went in the same school and they were educated, but their luck. One of them, he was very pious person. And the other one, he became very bad. But they had long years of friendship with each other. So one of them was very good and one of them was very bad. Let's give them the name. One was Nekokara and the other was Badkara. When they were grown up, this Nekokara was still loving to him. He is my friend. We spent lot of time together. So I have to do good to this one. But Badkara, he was Badkara all the time. He left no stone unturned to give every bad thing to this person, to hurt this person. But this Nikukara, he used to be good with him. Always good. And whenever he used to do good, the Badkara, he used to ask, how are you? He said, whatever I have, it's all your barakat, your mercy. Everything is due to your barakat. Now, every day this Nikukara, because he was pious, he was good, good morale, good etiquette, his business was flourishing, he was a very good person. So this Badkara, he became jealous to him, that my business is not going well, and he is earning lot of profit. So there was a professional jealousy even. So whenever he used to ask, how you are doing? He used to say, whatever I have, it's due to your barakat. Now this Badkara, he used to become more angry. And sometime he used to beat him and throw him away and just curse him and transfer hard words to him. But the Nekokara, he was always patient. Now one day, they were just standing near a well and discussing about something. And this Badkara, he just became angry. He was flared up due to some point. And he just pushed this one Nikukara and threw him in the well. Now he knew that he does not know swimming. He thought, okay, he will die. I will not see his face again. And he went back. Now, what happened with the Nikukara? When he drowned in the water, he struggled until he put his hand on the rope which used to take the buckets down. So he held that rope firmly. It took him few minutes to get together, to calculate himself. Lot of water was in his stomach, it came out. When he felt little bit fine, he just climbed up. He came out. He was shocked on one side, that my friend did this to me. He just wanted to kill me. And on the other side, because he got lot of water inside, physically he was stressed. So he just stayed few minutes there, and then he said, let me just leave this city and go somewhere else. I don't want to meet him again. So when he took this decision, he found two birds sitting on the branch of the nearby tree. And they were talking to each other. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, he gives the person capability to understand the languages of the birds. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam the capability to listen the language of the, to understand the language of the bird. Ya yuhannas ullimna mantiqattai. So he listened. One of them was asking, oh, how are you? He replied, I am fine. But the daughter of the king is very sick. So many physicians have tried. No effect at all. And I know that the remedy is in eating the leaves of this plant. Then the other bird asked him, how are you? He replied, I am fine. Look at this big heap of mud. I know there is a treasure inside. No one knows. So they both said this and they flew away. Now this person, he was surprised. He was thinking about this. He went to the other city, where it was capital and the king was living there. A thought came in his mind, let me inquire whether the daughter of the king is sick or not. So when he asked someone, he found, yes, she is very sick. So many physicians have tried, but no benefit at all. And the king has announced that anyone who will treat my daughter, I will give him a big price. I will give him a big price for that.